The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. If you are looking to make a difference to your work life as well as your personal life, this program is for you. We'll have stories, identify tools and techniques to help you in your everyday success, and answer your questions and hear your ideas. Now, here is your host, Kimberly Stewart.
Welcome, Voice America listeners. Thank you so much for tuning in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart. As always, I'm very excited about this show today because I get to have a conversation with one of my old college friends. Actually, not old. It's, you know, we've known each other for a while, I guess I should say. Allison Porter, who is co-founder of Avalon Consulting. Before I introduce her, though, I would like to take a step back and talk about a little bit about the journeys that we have heard in the past from our guests. Those journeys of success have involved typically changing careers a couple of times, maybe changing the jobs, the organizations, the companies that they've been working with several times. I look back on my own professional career and I see that I've changed industries at least once. And I have changed companies that I worked for at least seven times, and maybe a couple more. And for me, when I got out of college, that was a typical. I believe the stat was you're going to change companies seven times. And that was unbelievable at the time for me. But I have stayed true, and I think there's going to be a couple of more changes in either career paths or industry or something before I retire. And today, it's actually even more frequent than the seven times. I think it might be up to 14 or 15 times, which is a shocker to me. So it's an exception, I believe, that someone stays with the same company for a very long time. And Allison Porter has done just that. And just to as a note, my husband has done just that too. And I know with the process that we have come across, when there have been opportunities to move, we have done a benefit, you know, cost-benefit analysis, and speaking in business terms, of that. And obviously the benefits of him staying with the company he's at were much better and greater, the experiences and what the opportunities were. Allison Porter has co-founded a company early on in her career, and she has grown with that company and helped the company grow, and has been very successful. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Allison Porter. She is the co-founder and president of Avalon Consulting, a full-service agency dedicated to helping progressive nonprofit and political organizations maximize their fundraising results in the mail, on the phone, and online. She is recognized across both the nonprofit and fundraising industries for her strategic leadership and integrated multi-channel approach to client programs. A frequent speaker at industry events, Allison is also a founding member of the Integrated Marketing Advisory Board and the current co-chair for the 2014 Bridge to Integrated Marketing and Fundraising Conference, a former board member of the Association of Fundraising Professionals, and a past president of the Women's Direct Response Group of Washington. Welcome, Allison, and thank you so much for coming on to my show.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Well, wonderful. So, you know, I just briefly talked about Avalon Consulting. Can you tell us a little bit more about Avalon Consulting, how it got started, and also how Avalon Consulting weathered the ups and downs of the economy?
Wonderful. Sure. Avalon was founded in 1997 and was actually an evolution of another company that the previous owner had before we started Avalon. We decided in 1997 that we wanted to create this comprehensive direct marketing agency that would provide direct marketing fundraising expertise to nonprofits and really help them build their programs as strategically as possible. We've actually weathered the economy quite well. I feel, you know, we are relatively young in the industry and have been building a brand since 1997. And so what really happened was we sort of hit our stride in 2007, 2008 when the economy was crumbling and kind of took off in the middle of all of that because people were really starting to get to know us and to trust our brand and our reputation and wanted to work with us. And we've been really fortunate to be able to have an incredible growth record over the last 17 years and, you know, have typically grown about 10% each year.
And what I don't think many people know, but obviously you and I know, is that you and I, early on in both of our careers, crossed paths. And I believe I, at Chesapeake Bay Foundation, was a client of yours. And I can't remember whether it was the previous company or this company or right at that starting phase.
Right at the juncture. And in fact, they have since come back very recently as a new client.
Well, wonderful. So that's another connection that you and I have had. So what are a couple of experiences that you have had that has defined who you are today?
You know, I feel like I've been really fortunate. When I left college, I, like many people, didn't exactly know what I wanted to do. And I worked for, a couple of different small jobs for about a year when I graduated and was sort of trying to figure out what was going to be the right fit for me professionally. And I had the good fortune, as I believe you might have as well, of having an internship in college in my college development office. And I really enjoyed the experience. I loved working with people. And I just felt lucky to have had at least a little bit of guidance in my career before I even, you know, went out in the real world. And so when I was trying to figure out what was going to be a good fit for me, I went back to my roots and decided that I enjoyed fundraising, that I liked working with people, I liked working for a greater cause and trying to help an organization find financial stability in a really unique way. I feel like every nonprofit is always critically looking for those, you know, incredibly important funds, and to be able to help them advance their missions, you know, by making sure that they can have the money that they need to accomplish what they need to, has been such an incredibly, fulfilling career for me personally. But I really look back to that internship that I had in college.
Yes, and I remember it well.
Thank goodness.
Yes. And actually, that's how I started initially on my fundraising career and then realized I was going to go a different path and changed industries. And we had briefly talked about that. You did co-found the Avalon Consulting, and I believe it was with Ann Herzog, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
Tell us about why you decided to take the leap to actually co-found a company fairly early on in your career.
You know, like many things, it was sort of an accident. The founding of Avalon happened extraordinarily abruptly in 2007. As I mentioned, it was an evolution of another company that Anne had. And we needed to create Avalon pretty much in a heartbeat in about, a couple of days' time to not only decide what our mission was going to be and our vision for the company, because we knew we wanted to make some changes, but also to find a name and to figure out who we were going to be long term, and then to develop and market that company as quickly as possible. So it was just a huge opportunity. There were several of us working at the company at the time, and we had to really roll up our sleeves and nonstop for several days, we were brainstorming and trying to figure out what this company was going to look like. And it was really trial by fire, but a very exciting and, as you can imagine, also stressful event. I think my family thought I was crazy, but I was exhilarated by it. I thought it was really fun and very entrepreneurial, and I recognized very quickly what a unique opportunity it was, and I was very proud to be a part of it.
So is there a story about how you came upon Avalon Consulting?
Yeah. In fact, it's a great story, and I always tell people that I talk to doing informational interviews, I literally answered an ad in the Washington Post. I was the first full-time employee of the company prior to Avalon, and felt, I knew I was part of sort of the ground floor of something that was going to be building and growing. And then when we had to make these sort of significant strategic changes to the company, it was really fun to kind of step back and figure out, you know, what we needed to do in order to provide great service to the nonprofit industry and to really make sure we were, you know, becoming a company that of excellence within the marketplace, not just yet another agency out there in the world.
Well, wonderful. So, you know, one of the things that, you know, you worked with Anne before in the company that she had before then, and then you decided to co-found Avalon Consulting. You know, that is quite a big step. And I'd imagine that as you went through that process, your relationship with her grew and became closer with the starting of Avalon. How did that relationship then further develop, and how did you both maintain that relationship through times that I imagine you might have different views, yet you were both co-founders of this company?
You know, Anne has always been my mentor and taught me everything she knew about fundraising, about running a business, about treating people well, and, you know, we started out in a great place. She's incredibly inclusive in her management style. She has a very direct and candid approach to communication. And I think that really gives you, a clear roadmap for what your role and responsibility needs to be, you know, and what your job is and what you need to get done. And she always let people just do their jobs and do what they knew they had to do to get everything done. And I think that has a lot to do with kind of the level of trust that had been established for anybody working at Avalon at the time. You know, really her trust and her faith in your ability to get your job done and do what you needed to do, was really obvious to everybody and allowed us all to really, just be clear on our roles and responsibilities and know what we had to do to get our jobs done.
Well, great. So any advice out there for someone who's thinking about going into business with a close friend or has developed a close professional relationship with an executive or leader of a company that they are working with, of how to maintain that relationship as their career grows with the company?
You know, I definitely recommend that sort of same openness in communication and a fundamental trust that everybody's working for the good of the entire company. And I also think that you have to be clear and be willing to have those tough conversations on an ongoing basis about, you know, what the direction is that everybody's going in to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And I think when you're so busy and you're building a company and you're moving so quickly, sometimes it's easy to overlook those pieces. And people change and they want different things sometimes. So I think it's really important to understand sort of what the global goal is. You know, companies aren't about any one person, and partnerships can be incredibly hard. You know, I think we've all seen in our careers those that don't work quite so well. And, you know, I think fundamentally if people can be invested in creating a company that's healthy and strong, they're going to realize that it's not about them, that it has to be about the greater, you know, success of the company. And you've got to figure out how to put aside personal differences or to have a healthy amount of professional distance and to really figure out, you know, how to get your job done, but make sure that you're communicating very clearly and openly about where you're going.
I think that is great advice, and it's time for a break. So please stay tuned to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and we will see you after this break.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
What does a visual workplace mean to you? How does it contribute to operational excellence? And what steps do you take to put it powerfully in place? Listen to The Visual Workplace, Work That Makes Sense, to find out. Each week, Dr. Gwendolyn Galsworth, visual workplace expert and award-winning author, shares tools and strategies to help you make the workplace speak at a glance without saying a word. Learn to work safer, faster, better, and at far less cost, no matter what business you're in. Tune in to The Visual Workplace every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business. When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Allison Porter, who is co-founder and president of Avalon Consulting. And we've been talking about the founding of Avalon Consulting and also about what it's like to go into a partnership with a close colleague, close friend, as well as staying with the same company for an extended period of time. You know, these days it's so often that you change companies, you know, every few years, and being there for more than 4 or 5 years is really kind of incredible. Well, Allison has stayed with Avalon Consulting, a company that she did co-found, for much longer than that. I think we're in the 17th year of Avalon Consulting, if I'm doing my math right. Is that correct, Allison?
That's correct.
So you know, it's not necessarily a unique experience. I'm married to someone who's been with his company for over 23 years, unbelievably. So, you know, it does happen, and there are definitely benefits with staying with the same company. You know, as I said, Allison, it's not usual for a person to stay with one company. And for most of us, myself included, we do change our organizations or companies frequently. Now, you did co-found Avalon Consulting, so obviously you have a connection, you have an investment in the company. But did you ever feel you were limited at all by staying at only one company in your career?
You know, I always felt really lucky to be a part of a small company, because as you know, small companies have limited resources and everyone has a huge amount of responsibility and opportunity and autonomy. And because we've been growing and building that whole time, you know, I was really lucky to be a part of many different stages of a company. You know, when we started, I think we were about 5 employees, and now we're 30, and that's a huge amount of growth. And every step along the way, my job changed, my responsibilities changed, how we were managing and marketing the company changed. And so I was constantly challenged, and I always felt like, you know, even though I didn't technically change jobs in the last 20 years, I really have had many, many different jobs in the last 20 years. And, you know, I feel fortunate that I was able to do that in one place. You know, so many people have to leave in order to have both professional growth, but personal growth and financial growth. And I did not have to do that. And I really credit, you know, Anne and the culture that she created with my ability to not only stay and be challenged, but also to be fairly compensated and, you know, to really feel like I was successful in my career, even though it looked like I was staying in one place the whole time.
Yeah, you bring up some very good points, and you did, as we've been talking about, really grow with the company, and you were part of that growth of the company. But I have to ask, and you may not want to answer it, did you ever think about leaving, and were you ever approached and enticed to leave, and it really was a serious thought of, do I leave and go off and explore beyond Avalon, or do I stay, and how was that process if it happened?
Right. You know, when I was younger, certainly, I think some of our competitors reached out to see if I'd be interested in making a move. And then I think people quickly saw my loyalty to Avalon and also my opportunity. And that was quite clear. You know, I certainly watched a lot of my friends, our friends from college, during mm-hmm. the late 90s, the dot-com yep. years, and saw how exciting it was to be a part of an industry that was growing so rapidly and it looked so exciting, and I thought that might be fun. But, you know, I looked at Avalon and I looked at the growth I was having and the opportunities that I have, and I really loved being a part of a small business and helping to build something and making a difference that way, as opposed to kind of being a big cog in a wheel. Mm-hmm. And it just fit me. And I also, you know, as a young married woman, at a certain point I was thinking about, you know, how was I going to raise a family and balance a career? And so then at a certain point you make a shift and you start to make choices that you know will benefit your family in the long run. And I don't feel like I gave up anything, and I certainly don't feel like I compromised anything, and I'm very proud of what I've been able to accomplish. But I'm also incredibly grateful because I've been able to find a unique sort of balance for mm-hmm. a working mom. And I really credit my position, my incredible luck of being in the right place at the right time and being able to have this job and being able to make my own choices, quite frankly.
Yes, and I think there's so much into all of that. And I look at my own career, which took a little bit different path than yours did, but there were times when, and actually I would have to say every time I switched companies, there was this, you know, I'd really like to stay with this company, but my career's not going to grow anywhere. I've reached my plateau here, and I need to move on. So I think in many ways, I'm envious of you got to stay with the same company, but I also very much appreciate and understand why I moved on and why I had reached my plateaus at those companies. So it's definitely a give and take on both sides.
Absolutely. And you have to make those choices. And I think, you know, as somebody who wants those ongoing challenges, you have to kind of keep reevaluating and making sure you're challenged. And I just was always incredibly lucky to continue to have that in this place.
Yeah. So we've talked a lot about it, not necessarily directly, but you have absolutely alluded to what makes Avalon Consulting a good place to work. And I know that there's always those awards for the best place to work. What is it about Avalon culture and the company that makes it such a great place to work, where it kept you all these years, and I'm sure keeps many of your 30 employees that you currently have being there for an extended period of time, being, you know, greater than just a couple of years coming in and out?
Absolutely. You know, I think our staff works incredibly hard. They're amazingly talented fundraisers, and they're juggling a million different details on any given moment. And they work hard, and so we try to take really good care of them. And I think this goes back to the beginning when we were trying to create a culture that is, you know, making sure we offer competitive salaries and incredibly strong benefits and flexibility as appropriate, and also respecting people and their knowledge and giving them the kind of autonomy that they earn and they deserve. And I think people really appreciate that. And also being very clear on what our expectations are and, you know, where the opportunities are, and making sure we're creating unique opportunities, you know, not quite exactly the same as the ones I had, obviously, but, you know, as much as possible. You know, how can we develop people and train them and mentor them and grow them so that they're feeling professionally fulfilled as well and that they want to stay?
Right. Which is the most important thing, because it's a big investment to bring on any employee. So you definitely want to focus on them and make sure that they want to stay and be part of that and be part of the success of the company itself.
Absolutely. We have, as I said, about 30 employees, and I'm almost the oldest. and so we have an incredibly young company, and it's amazing to me, you know, as I was thinking about everybody's tenure and longevity here, you know, almost a third of our company has been here almost 10 years.
Wow.
So there are people who really have grown and developed in their careers but wanted to stay. Even some people who left to try other challenges and actually came back, and I'm grateful to them for wanting to come back to Avalon, you know, to continue to develop their careers. And then we also have some very young and new staff that we're developing and training and are really excited about as well.
Well, and also I think it speaks to any company that, you know, has people who want to come back, one that they felt comfortable enough to say, hey, I know I left, but I really want to come back, and I think that this is a good fit. And then accepting them back and saying, yep, absolutely, we want you to have you to come back. So I think that's a credit to both Avalon Consulting and those employees for doing that. So, you know, we have talked about some of the benefits that you have had with staying on with Avalon Consulting through your career. What would be your argument for staying with a company for those that might be kind of going, I've been here for, you know, 3, 4, 5 years. Maybe I should be leaving, because that seems to be typical of it. But, you know, what is the argument for, you know, really considering that and thinking about whether you should stay or should explore other opportunities?
You know, that's a great question. I think, you know, it depends on the company and the leadership and the culture and how open they are to having those candid conversations about those moments in your career where maybe you need a little bit of a different challenge, or you're looking for something slightly different and you're trying to figure out how to do that. You know, not all companies have that flexibility or even that inclination, I think. And so you have to figure out what's a good fit for you. And hopefully you found a place that is willing to have those conversations and will really work with you to develop and build, you know, the kind of career that will, you know, make you as satisfied as possible. We know that's not always practical, and not every, you know, industry or sector, you know, can actually afford to do that. But as much as you can, a good manager can kind of help guide people and figure out how to both manage those expectations, but develop people and help them continue to grow. You know, it's one of the big challenges, I think, of management for any company, however. And yep. I don't mean to oversimplify it, but you have to be willing to kind of figure out you're investing so much in these people, and if they're good, you know, and incredibly productive employees, and I have, I think, the best staff in the entire world, you want to keep them and you want to fight for them and you want them to be happy. And so it's in your best interest to make sure that not only are you developing them professionally if that's what they want, but you're, you know, continuing to educate them and continuing to take care of them, make sure they take their vacation and things like that, and make them want to come to work every day.
Yep, absolutely. Would you do anything different in your journey in leading Avalon Consulting if you could do it all over again?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, when I graduated from college, my initial goal was actually to join the Foreign Service. So I had a very different journey in mind. And I guess to my good fortune, because I'm incredibly happy with where I am today, I failed the Foreign Service exam the first time. So that wasn't meant to be. And I needed to go out and find a job and earn a living. And, you know, some of that practical necessity, I think, has really been a great influence in my life, you know, really needing to make sure, you know, that I could support myself and then my family and you know, whatever in my career has been, just an important work ethic that I think is important for anybody.
You know, I forgot that you did try the Foreign Service or take that test, and it just brought a flashback to that memory of that time. So would that have been your other career if you were not doing the direct marketing Avalon Consulting path? Would
Absolutely.
Foreign Service be it?
I always meant to go back and retake the exam. I figured I'd take a couple of years and work and then go back. But again, you know, I've been so lucky and so fortunate to have a job that really excited me and challenged me and gave me, you know, just great opportunities that I never did. So, yeah.
Have you had opportunities to do foreign travel? And if so, where have been some of your favorite places to go?
Absolutely. I don't think I ever lost that inclination. You know, I try to travel, you know, with my family. I have two young boys and they love to travel. We were able to go to Paris last year and had a wonderful time. And they're, you know, great travelers and really fun to be with. And they love exploring the world. So I would travel more if I could, but time and energy are always your biggest challenge.
Yep, absolutely. And it is time for another break. So you are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I have Allison Porter, who is co-founder and president of Avalon Consulting, on, and I look forward to having you come back and listen to more about Avalon Consulting and her journey in her career with Avalon Consulting. We'll see you after this break.
The business community's first choice in Internet Talk Radio. Voice America Business Network.
We hear it and read about it every day in the news.
America is heading over a fiscal cliff. Home prices are still receding and unemployment growing.
How can you preserve and increase your wealth in this kind of economy? Tune in to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with host Jay Taylor. Jay will explain the decline of our monetary system and the economy and will give you winning investment ideas and the tools to protect and increase your wealth. Turning Hard Times into Good Times with Jay Taylor can be heard Tuesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern Time, 12 noon Pacific Time on the Voice America Business Channel.
Bob Pritchard has over 30 years of experience as a straight-talking business consultant and author working with some of the top Fortune 500 companies. Now he's come to the Voice America Business Channel to help you and your business. Tune in to the Bob Pritchard Radio Show for information about starting and successfully running a profitable business. From the movers and shakers to great marketing screw-ups, you can't afford to miss a single edition of the Bob Pritchard Radio Show. Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Business.
We spend 70% of our week in the office. What is the difference between enjoying your job and enduring it? The number one motivator is a positive work environment. And that's where Real Recognition Radio comes in. Join your hosts, Roy Saunderson and S. Max Brown, as they take a look at the positive factors of the workplace, such as employee rewards, recognition, incentives, and much more. Tune into Real Recognition Radio. Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Business Channel.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Allison Porter, who is co-founder and president of Avalon Consulting. And, you know, we've been talking about her journey to success, how she co-founded Avalon Consulting early on in her career, and then how she has grown professionally with Avalon Consulting, as well as how Avalon Consulting has had a culture that has attracted their 30 employees to really want to stay, whether it is the longevity of that stay and, you know, being there for over 5 years. I think it might have been 10 years, she said, might be an average of staying there. But also for those who wanted to explore other opportunities coming back. And it's all attributed to the culture that they promote and making sure that their employees feel the dedication that Avalon Consulting has to them and the investment that they have in them and wanting to make them enjoy working every day. So, Allison, when we left from the last break, we talked a little bit about your other career if you did not get into the direct marketing fundraising career path. And that was the Foreign Service. And you did some travel with your young sons and your family. The other thing that I'd like to, you know, thinking about your family and your professional world, you know, what I have found is that all my guests have defined success differently, and it usually has a mixed combination of both their personal and their professional worlds, and maybe throwing in some other community service perspective. How do you define success, and have you achieved it from your perspective?
You know, I still love my job after 20 years, so I feel incredibly successful. You know, I think for me, success in my career was, you know, being challenged and having new opportunities. I love, you know, setting up new departments or divisions and working with new clients, and I love that kind of constant stimulation, you know, of new things. And I've been able to have that. You know, Avalon has not sat still for very long. But at the same time, I'm a working mom. I have two little boys, a 9 and a 12-year-old, and an amazing husband who's incredibly supportive. You know, but we're a two working parent family. We work really hard, and balance is all relative. And so for me, when I feel like I've got enough balance in my life, recognizing that it's my own definition of balance, I feel incredibly successful. And I feel very fortunate that, you know, Avalon and my family and my husband and my kids are all on board, you know, with helping me figure out what that looks like. That's, you know, totally unique for me. I also, you know, love the opportunity to volunteer on boards or with other smaller nonprofit organizations to figure out how to help them and to bring some of what I'm able to do for bigger organizations to smaller organizations in my own community in Annapolis.
Yep, and I think that that's great, and I think that it's so important, as has been a theme through with all my guests, is that, you know, support network and the support of your family and being able to balance both your professional life as well as your family life as well as your volunteer and community life. And I think that, you know, for you, it's a similar pattern theme, slightly different. Everyone has a slightly different definition for success, and but the important thing is that you feel good about what you've achieved and that you recognize this is my definition of success and I've achieved it, or I'm on the path to achieve it. So thank you for your definition of success. You know, at the beginning of the show, we did talk a little bit about Avalon Consulting. You know, what has been the challenges for the direct marketing industry that your clients, Avalon Consulting, have faced during the ebbs of the economy over the last decade? And how have you overcome those challenges?
You know, as you know, as everybody is so well aware, the 2008 economic change, you know, was huge for everybody, but particularly for nonprofit organizations. And we were really, as I mentioned earlier, sort of hitting our growth stride in you know, this terrible economy. And you know, it just has been an incredibly tough environment for nonprofits to raise money in on a good day. And we feel even more responsibility for our clients' bottom line in tough times. We feel more accountable to their budgets and to making sure that they're spending their money wisely and that we're raising as much money as possible. So I feel like in tough times, you work even harder and you're even more accountable than you are in, you know, in good times. And it's been tough. You know, nonprofits have had to make really tough choices. So we have to make sure that we have, you know, the best possible customer service and the most effective strategies, and to make sure that our clients really value the advice and the support that we provide them.
Yeah, good. That's all good and absolutely understandable. Has social media had a positive or negative impact to your line of business?
You know, from a strategy standpoint for our clients, you know, from a fundraising perspective, there's not a ton of money being raised through social media, but it does an incredible job of getting the word out about the great work that they're doing. And likewise, I think for us as a company, you know, we have a lot of people both personally and professionally on social media. You know, LinkedIn is an incredible resource for professionals to connect with people that they wouldn't ordinarily connect with, or old friends and colleagues.
Yep.
and I think that's just, you know, we were fortunate enough to, you know, sort of have graduated from college in an era where times were tough and you had to learn to use your networks and to do informational interviews and really get out there in the world and meet people. And, you know, I have incredible networks out there, and social media has just made it all that much easier to connect with people in really unique and fun ways.
And I do believe that we reconnected through the social media.
Absolutely.
And so, you know, once again, it's, you know, one of those examples of, you know, connecting and actually, you know, going on that, not only my college friends, but my high school friends, who I don't think in the time that we graduated from college, I would have connected necessarily the same ways. Actually, the various people that we have connected, whether it's Facebook, whether it's LinkedIn, whether it's Twitter, or any of the other social media outlets.
Absolutely.
So, you know, one of the interesting phenomena is that I don't know whether it's had any impact on the direct marketing world is there's this latest craze of the crowdfunding. And how has that impact, if it has at all, impacted Avalon Consulting and the direct marketing industry?
Yeah, you know, it's actually been sort of an interesting phenomenon. I think it's very exciting, and what crowdfunding does is actually package a particular project in a really great way. But if we're all doing our very best fundraising strategy, we're doing that anyway. Crowdfunding is just a unique payment vehicle and a unique sort of communications vehicle to generate buzz. And I think in some ways it's... you know, it's a nice add-on. It hasn't been a core service that we're providing, but I think a lot of organizations are just trying to try new things and diversify their revenue streams. And as far as we're concerned, the more channels, the merrier. You know, the more you can connect with people in their own special way in the channel that they prefer, the more money you'll raise. And so, you know, I think that's been great for nonprofits to try new things and to see how they can reach new audiences. And that's just yet another channel for us to take a look at.
So do you think that eventually, or are you looking at doing something with the crowdfunding for Avalon Consulting, or it's just a topic that's being discussed?
We're not at this point. Most of our programs are focused on more longer-term, more sustainable campaigns, and crowdfunding tends to be extraordinarily designated and specific. And so generally what we're looking for are the undesignated funds that nonprofits need, you know, to help with their operations costs and to help with, you know, the day-to-day running of the business. And crowdfunding tends to be very specific, very designated, and very narrow in its focus. And again, it, you know, in terms of the diversification of revenue, you know, it's fantastic, and it's a new way to reach new audiences, but it's not necessarily sort of a core part of the kind of fundraising we do, which is sort of that long-term, sustainable, you know, very cost-effective fundraising campaigns.
Right. How has the direct marketing changed with technology changes, and what innovations do you foresee the coming in the near future for direct marketing?
The industry has been changing slowly, I would say. You know, the explosion of interactions online and the ability of nonprofits to connect with their supporters and donors online has been just fantastic from a cost standpoint. You know, as we all know, nonprofits are under extraordinary pressure to manage costs as carefully as possible. And while it's not free, it's certainly a lot less expensive than some of the more traditional channels. Unfortunately, fundraising is still happening predominantly, and I'm talking, you know, 80% of most individual giving is raised through traditional channels like direct mail and telephone fundraising. And email and online giving is still a very small portion of the total revenues raised, but it's a fantastic way to engage people incredibly cost-effectively. So that as we're trying to build relationships with donors and members and to connect them better to the nonprofits that they're interested in, that's just really revolutionized the way that we can communicate with people. And we're finding that people will give every way possible. You know, they're not necessarily channel-specific. They certainly have inclinations depending on age and, you know, their affinity for an organization, but what we find is it's not eliminating channels, it's adding channels. So we have to be everywhere possible, and part of our job is to make sure that we're being as consistent and authentic as possible in the way we're talking about what these nonprofits are doing.
Yeah, so, and, you know, so stepping a little bit away from Avalon Consulting itself, what are some of the key traits that you think you have as a leader that has helped you lead the company through its history, basically, of the 17 years and the ebbs and flows of the economy and the technology changes or slow technology changes, as you just stated? What are some of the leadership traits that you have?
You know, I've had, I probably always had it and gravitated toward that, but that direct communication style, that very transparent information style, I think is something, you know, that I'm particularly is particularly important to me. You know, I like to have people that I can just have a really honest conversation with and figure out how to, you know, do the hard work that we need to do to figure out what's best, you know, for a client, an organization, a staff member, and to figure out, you know, in as non-political a way as possible, you know, what we need to get done. So I think direct communication is definitely a piece of it. You know, I also think I tend to be pretty positive, as you know. You've known me for a long time, and I think that serves me and everyone well. You know, obviously, as a leader of a company, part of my job is to make everyone totally trust that I have their best interest at heart, and that I'm going to do whatever I need to do to ensure their lives, their livelihood, their jobs, and also, you know, the good work that they're doing for nonprofits.
Absolutely. So it is time for one final break. You're listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Allison Porter, co-founder and president of Avalon Consulting, on. So stay tuned and come back after this break.
From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
Save on your prescriptions with the RX Savings Plus drug discount card offered by Voice America. It is not insurance, and discounts are only available from participating pharmacies. But 9 out of 10 pharmacies participate nationwide. Start saving today. Print your free card online at voiceamerica.rxsavingsplus.com or text the word TALK RADIO to 96362.
Hi, I'm Joe Swedish, CEO of WellPoint. We proudly support the March of Dimes and all they do to reduce the rate of premature birth in the United States. Though premature births have recently declined, still 500,000 babies are born too soon each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs that help moms and their babies live healthier lives. Please visit marchofdimes.com and join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at vapresspass.com. That's vapresspass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
We're always talking business. Talk to an expert. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
You are tuned in to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success with Kimberly Stewart. We want to hear from you today with your questions and comments. Please call into the program today at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. Or send an email to kstewart@steppingstone-llc.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back. Thank you for coming back. And you are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I'm your host, Kimberly Stewart, and I have Allison Porter, co-founder of Avalon Consulting and president also of Avalon Consulting. And if you want to learn more about Avalon Consulting, you can go to their website at avalonconsulting.net and learn more about the full service that they provide in direct marketing to nonprofits and political organizations. So we've been listening to Allison and her journey of success with Avalon Consulting and how she co-founded it in 1997 and how she's grown this company and grown her career and her experience along with it. So Allison, you know, moving a little bit off of the professional side, but maybe still staying a little bit on the professional side, who have been some of the people that have influenced you the most through your career and or your life?
Well, obviously Anna Herzog was my mentor for 20 years and had a huge influence on my life, and I'm grateful because I think instinctively I always wanted the kind of career to work for the kind of company that she created and the culture that she created, and I certainly continue that every day, and I think a lot about, you know, how she influenced my life in that way. And you know, obviously, I think for me, the other piece of it is my family. My parents are, you know, a huge influence in my life. My mother was actually a fundraiser and obviously played a big role in my choice of career. My dad was a teacher, and, you know, I am just, you know, grateful to them for all that they have done for me, you know, in terms of, you know, helping me figure out what's going to make me happiest. My dad always wondered why my brother and sister and I never became teachers, because he loved having summers off, and always questioned why we didn't follow the same path, but he was always incredibly supportive about what I've done.
Wonderful. So what do you like to do when you're not at the office?
I have two little boys, so pretty much I'm sitting on a sideline of some sports team or another every spare moment, watching practices or games, as I'm sure you are as well.
Yeah, I can completely relate. As we were just talking in between the break, you know, we have our various weekends, especially for me, the spring season, the baseball season, as many of my listeners know, is a big season for my son, and I'm doing soccer. I'm a soccer mom for my daughter, so I understand that. What are some of the books that you are reading now, or what is the book you're reading now?
I just finished The Goldfinch, which is sort of the hot New York Times bestseller right now, and I loved it. I've been a little obsessed with the art world and art forgery. I also read, prior to that, The Art Forger, which is another novel, and so I've been, for one reason or another, intrigued by these novels about the art world.
Well, wonderful. I'll put those on my reading list to do, although I've got a long one going through, but I can always add those too.
Right.
Yeah. So other than being on the sports sidelines, how do you relax?
You know, I try to exercise and stay in good health, get outside a lot. I think that's another, you know, wonderful benefit to having children. You know, we're constantly running around and spend a lot of time outdoors, whether it's hiking or biking or, you know, whatever we need to do to be physically active, and I appreciate that opportunity as much as possible. You know, it's hard sometimes, I think, when you have a big job and you have a lot of responsibilities and stress in your life. I think it's really important to make sure you find balance in your life as much as possible, and that, you know, physical exercise, I think, is a critical part of managing stress, and I try to make sure that I'm addressing that as much as possible as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that that is, if nothing else, it's a stress reliever and opens up your eyes to let your mind kind of wander and go in other directions. And I know I've had some of my best creative thinking during those times of exercise and just letting my mind go free.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what is on your bucket list to do, and what do you think you'll be able to do in the near future that's on your bucket list?
You know, continuing to travel with my kids and spend time with my family as much as possible. You know, I like spending time with my family in general, both my kids and my husband, but also my mom and dad and step-parents, and, you know, making sure that we just make time and find that good balance as well. You know, I'm part of a community outside of Washington that is very active and involved, and I have a lot of friends. You know, they're a critical part of my support group. As you know, I went to an all-girls high school, and I think my girls groups are part of what provide me the kind of support that I need, some great perspective, some great advice, you know, whether it's my college friends or my book club or the other moms of my kids' friends. You know, they're all amazingly important to me, and I think it's definitely rooted kind of in my history of having gone to an all-girls high school and you know, that need for that female companionship.
Yep. So we've got about 2 minutes left. What do you do when you have a bad day?
Well, as I said earlier, I tend to be kind of a positive person, and when I have a bad day, you know, it's a little bit of letting off some steam and then moving on. Tomorrow is always another day.
Right, absolutely. And so, you know, this is Stepping Stones to Everyday Success, so I always like to ask my guests what practical advice you can give others to help them be successful every day.
You know, I think it's back to that idea of figuring out who your support network is. I have an incredible group of senior staff people here at Avalon who are my in-house team of advisors. I rely on them and their advice and their recommendations, and, you know, I really want to hear their opinions and their, you know, their thoughts on how we're running this business. And then I have my, you know, my support networks, my husband, my parents, my girls groups, you know, they're all important resources and a support network for me, you know, so that I don't ever feel like I'm alone in what I'm trying to do, and I also feel like I have really good advice and really good perspective as I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing every day.
Well, that sounds like wonderful advice, Allison. Thank you so much for coming on to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, and I'm sure that others have too, and picked up some tidbits for success every day. So thank you so much.
My pleasure.
And you are listening to Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. I hope that you have a very successful week and you find your stepping stones to everyday success. We will see you next week.
Thanks again for joining us this week for Stepping Stones to Everyday Success. Please join your host, Kimberly Stewart, again next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Business Channel. This week, take one more step to find your success. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.